I have here the copy of a flyer put out by Oz V'Shalom. You know, Oz V'Shalom is the Orthodox version of Peace Now. Now, of course, the flyer is filled with defamation and slander. I'm sure you're proud of that also. But the defamation is no big chiddush because you know that there's no one who doesn't defame Rabbi Meir Kahana. The chiddush of this flyer is that it's put out by Bnei Torah, by people who claim to be Orthodox Jews. And on this entire page put out by Bnei Torah, there are two halachic sources. The rest of the page, Kahana manipulates you. He endangers Israel's existence. Kahana will harm every one of us. That's what the flyer says. The only two halachic sources which I looked up are completely irrelevant to the issue that they address, the status of non-Jews in the land of Israel. You know, the two of the most important midot of a Jew are truth and intellectual honesty. The Midrash says, Chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emet. The seal of God is truth and honesty and integrity. We've invited Rabbi Kahana here tonight precisely because the leftists and Oz V'Shalom don't want you to hear what he has to say. They're afraid to let you hear the halachic truth. Founder of the Jewish Defense League, Knesset member, a graduate of the Mir Yeshiva. It is an honor for me to present Rabbi Meir Kahana.
The important thing is to understand that we are here for a shiur on Torah and not for a rally. The worst part about these people is not the fact that they don't know what they're talking about, but when a rabbi comes to give a shiur, they turn it into a political rally. If Rav Shach came here, an anti-Zionist, opposed to the existence of Israel, they would carry posters. We're dealing with Amei Haaretz, ignoramuses. And the greatest sin here is the lack of kovod to a rabbi. That is the tragedy here. Out of nothing else is relevant. Nothing that I will say here is relevant. Don't make things worse, because what you are doing is a tragedy, not for me, but for you. Whatever my views and differences with the Satmar Rav Zal, would I ever have behaved if he spoke in a manner that these ignoramuses behave? So the beginning and the essence has nothing to do with the question of Arabs or non-Jews. It's the question of Kavod HaTorah. This is the point. I would hope that you would not add to your ignorance a tremendous avera, a chil Hashem, of standing and insulting a Rav B'Yisrael. So if you want to stand there, stand there. But at least be quiet. At least have the decency not to expose yourself in public. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Heshiv et chamati me'al b'nei Yisrael Kano et kinati b'tocham. Pasuk in the Chumash Bamidbar Perek Kafe B'kano et kinati, says Rashi, B'kano et kinati B'nakmo et nikmati. The Sforno Sha'asan nikmati leinei kulam. The Ramban V'acharei shenatan Scharo hatov latzadik Tzivahu lipara min harishayim. We have a foundation that in this world there are rishayim, there are evil people, and it is a mitzvah to do away with evil. On the pasuk in the same parak, tachat asher kineh lelokav vayichaper al bnei Yisrael, the Tanchum asks on the words vayichaper al bnei Yisrael, and he atoned, he made a kapara for the Jewish people. And the Tanchum asks, v'chi korban hikriv shenemar bo kapara. Kapara is always associated with a korban. A korban comes for kapara. What korban did he bring that we claim that he was mechaper al bnei Yisrael? Netan Chumantis, Ela lelamedcha, shekol hashofech damam shel reshaim, ki ilu hikriv korban. One who spills the blood of the wicked, it is as if he brought a sacrifice. The Tanchuma. I expect next time a few posters against the Tanchuma. A pasuk. Yismach tzadik ki chazanakam. Let the righteous rejoice. Why? What is the rejoicing of the righteous? Ki chazah nakam, for he saw vengeance. Tamav yechatz bedam harasha, he will wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, Perek Nun Chet in Tehilim. And the Tanchuma says, who is this tzaddik that David speaks of? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe mitave. Listen to the words. Moshe mitave. Moses desire, yearn, mitave, tava, passion. He has a passion. What passion does Moshe Rabbeinu have? What is his passion? A beautiful house, a beautiful car. What is the passion of a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe mitaveh lirot binikmat ha-Midyanim. He doesn't want to die. First let me see the Midyanim killed. What a tanchuma. What a terrible tanchuma. Moshe mitaveh lirot binikmat המדיינים קודם שימות והיה מבקש מן הקדוש ברוך הוא על כך שיראה בעיניו. I want to see it. Why does he want to see it? Why does he want to see the death of the Rishayim? The Yalkut in Tehilim Perek Mem Zayin, כל זמן שהרשעים שולטים בעולם. As long as the wicked rule, kiv'yachol ein hakadosh baruch hu yoshev al kiso. So to speak, the Kodesh Baruch Hu does not sit on his throne. Yad al kiska, case not to say. Ka not yutke vavke. When the wicked rule, give you a hole, the Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot rule. Dei Matai Yoshev, when will he sit on his throne? Pasukin Ovadia. Va'alu Moshiim b'Har Tzion. When the Jews will come to liberate Har Tzion. Lishpot et Har Esav, to judge Har Esav. Va'etal Hashem Hamlucha. Then Hashem will have the Melucha. Then we can sing after we have destroyed the Rishayim. Lo Yisa Goy El Goy El. Ki teitze lemilchama al oivecha. Pasukin Dvarim Perechat. The Tanchum asks, Mahu al oivecha? What does it mean, al oivecha? It is a needless phrase. Does then one go out to fight his friend? Obviously, when one goes out to milchama, it is against the oivim. It would have been enough to say, Ki teitze lemilchama, and I would have known it's al oivecha. What does it need to add, al oivecha? Oh, is there a need? Is there a need? The Tanchuma foresaw Gush Etzion. Ma al oivecha, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bo alehem koivim. Go out against them as enemies. Kishem sheina merachamim alechem, just as they have no mercy upon you. Kach atem lo tirachamu alehem. Tanchuma. Parashat Shoftim. Siman Tedvav. Medrash Eile Dvarim Zuta. Ki teitze lemilchama al oivecha, im atem chomlim alehem, if you have mercy on them. Hem yotzim lemilchama alehem, you will give them an opportunity, they will go to war against you. Mashal, it is a mashal, an example. What is it similar to? Leroe, a shepherd. Shaya roe tsono bayar, a shepherd who tended his flock in the forest. Matza gur echad shel ze'ev. He found a little tiny wolf, a baby wolf, a gur. Sick, dying. V'chamal alav. He had pity on the wolf. V'yamei niko min ha'izim. And he nursed it. It nursed. He weaned it from the izim, from his goats. Baban lachto. His employer came and said to him, Harogoto, kill him. Lo tachos alav, don't have pity on him. Shelo yehei takala latzon, so that someday he won't cause tragedy to the tzon, to the sheep. Kill him. Lo shamai lav. Jew, a good heart. Get pity on the wolf. Kivan shegadal, when the wolf grew up, hayaro ekeves, the whole goat. He would see a sheep, killed it. Gidi, a little goat, hochlo, he ate it. Amarlo, the employer said to him, lo amarti lecha lo tachos, did I not tell you don't have pity? Kach amar lehem Moshe, thus did Moshe say, im atem chasim alehem, if you have pity on them, vayasher totiru lehem, those that you allow to stay in the land, l'sikim b'nechem, they shall be as thorns in your eyes, Utsninim b'tzidichem, and as thistles in your sides.
Tzaru etchem al haaretz asher atem yoshvim ba, and they will persecute you on the land in which you already live.
It is impossible to even begin to speak about the Arab question except within a context which is more important than the Arab question per se. The Arab question personifies the tragedy of what is taking place within Orthodoxy. It personifies the refusal to accept the most important and most basic mitzvah in the entire Torah, Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, the acceptance of the yoke of heaven by people who are riddled with contradictions. On the one hand, Torah Jews, and on the other hand, liberal Americans. The schizophrenia which forces them to pervert Torah deliberately so that they will be able to somehow wear shatnez with a heksher. Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. I want to devote 10 or 15 minutes to this before I start with the Arab question, because this far transcends the Arab question. Because the failure to accept Ol Malchut Shamayim will bring tragedy on us, not only on the Arab question, but on giving up land. And in 100 different areas of perversion of halakha on the part of most people, because they're incapable of accepting it, and on the part of some merely because they make a tragic error. In Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, in Akir, on the Pasuk, Lalechet Bechol Drachav Uldavka Bo, that one shall walk in God's paths, Uldavka Bo, and cleave unto him, like Devik, glue. Uldavka Bo, we shall cleave unto God. The Ibn Ezra says the following: Uldavka Bo, Vehu Sod Gadol, and this is a great secret, period. And he leaves it exactly as a great secret. The Avi Ezer, the Perush on the Ibn Ezra, it is, says things that have to be memorized and burned into our minds, lest we end up as these. Listen to the words. Uldavka bo, nichonim divrei harav. That which the Ibn Ezra, the Rav says, who sowed gadol, this a great secret? True. Correct. Ki sowed Hashem lireav. The Almighty secret is given to those who fear it. Hadvukim b'midotav, who cleave unto his attributes. Uvadvekut atzmo, in the cleaving itself, Yesod atzum. It was a tremendous secret. What? Shelo lahachlif avodat ish b'achiv. Not to mix together the attributes. To know when to have the attribute and when not. Shelo lahachlif avodat ish b'achiv v'lechoz b'rachmanut. And to be merciful, to cleave unto mercy, v'makom shetzarich kas, when the commandment is that one should be angry. O shelo lahachzik ba'anava, one should not be modest and humble and nice. The makom shetzarich lehalbish nekama, when the commandment is that one must garb himself in vengeance.
Umuatim heima, v'nei aliyah. Few are the people of greatness. Few. Asher yochazu b'midot of derech emet, who are capable of seizing the attributes properly and truthfully at all times. Vein koshel bam, and not stumble over them. Haloheima hagdolim asher ba'aretz. These are the gedolim. The ones who accept Kabbalat on Malchut and not a Western concept. It's not right, it isn't proper, it isn't justice. What is justice? What he proclaims. Mahu rachum afatarachum. Not only because he is merciful, but in the manner that he is merciful. That is how you should be merciful. In the manner. And not your definition of mercy. Eitz lehov ve'eitz lishno. There was a time to love and there was a time to hate. Eitz leminchama ve'eitz lishalom. There was a time. Of course there's a time for peace. As if all of these people who are living here in Washington Heights, they want peace. And we who live in Israel don't want peace. Outrage. But there was a time for peace. There's a time for war. And one of the mitzvot is a milchemet mitzvah. Not only the right to go, the obligation to go and kill. And one has to know when. One has to know what, and not make a blanket statement. V'ched darkei noam, as good morning, we have discovered a new truth. The question is, what is noam? What is na'im? What he wants, what he demands, what he says. Mishnah in Brachot, in Perek Tet. I assume that even these have learned that. Lahavtet Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. What does the Mishnah say? B'shnei Yitzrecha. With both of your Yetzer. B'yetzer Tov u'b'yetzer Ra. You should worship God with your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Ra. Rabbeinu Yonah, his perush on this says the following: Sheyetzer Tov hu midat ha-rachmanut. The Yetzer Tov is the attribute of mercy. The Yetzer Hara nivra le'achzariut, and the evil inclination was created for achzariut. For cruelty. Uchishadam einom rachem ala rishaim, and when a Jew does not have mercy on rishaim, on the wicked, v'hu achzari lahem, and he is cruel unto them, the wicked, nimtzashu ose mitzvah gdola. It emerges that he does a great mitzvah. V'avodat Hashem. And he worships the Almighty. Im Yetzer Hara, with his Yetzer Hara. The Ramban. Speaks of this too. In Dvarim Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tet Zayin, Va'achalta et kol ha'amim, and you shall devour all of the nations, Asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach, that the Almighty gives you, Lo tachos eincha lehem, you shall have no pity on them. The Ramban says the following. Ki berachmanut hatipshim, and I hope you're listening. Ki berachmanut hatipshim, yovad kol mishpat. Through the mercy of fools is justice lost. The mercy of fools. What a bitui. Rachmanut shel tipshim. What a concept. What a concept for us to know the Rachmanut shel tipshim. Ol Malchut Shamayim is perverted for many reasons. Many reasons. Sometimes out of fear. Sometimes out of a perverted sense of ethics. Many reasons. Let me give you some of the reasons in the Gemara. There was a king, Yanai HaMelech. Not a good king. A Hellenist. Avdei the Yanai Malka, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yutet. The servant, the slave, the Gentile slave, a goy is a slave, not Jews. A Jew cannot be a slave. But the goy, avado leolam. No question, we have to treat him nicely. No question. Find me one slave who likes to be treated nicely as a slave. Slave. And he killed someone. Katal nafsha. Amalu Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach was head of the Sanhedrin. He said to his colleagues, the Gedolim on the Sanhedrin. He spoke to the Gedolim. And he said, Tnu enechem bo. Look to him. V'nidonenu. And we will judge him, because you all know, I'm sure you all know, that halacha is that a Gentile slave has no legal standing. He is property. He is rechush. And therefore you have to bring the owner. This poor slave is Nebuch. A rechush. Like a behemoth. So they had to bring the owner. So they called Yanai HaMelech to come and be judged. His property killed some. Ata, he came, viativ, and he sat down. Now you know that, you know that when one comes before a bedin, he doesn't sit. If he is the litigant, he has to stand, right? He knows that. He said, Amar lo Shimon ben Shatach, Yanai HaMelech amod al raglecha. Stand on your feet. But Yanai said to him, Lo kishetomar ata, Ela kemo sheyomru chaverecha. If they will tell me to stand, I will stand. Who are they? Gedolei Ador. Sanhedrin. Members of the Sanhedrin. Nifneli Mino. Yanai looked to the Gedolim on his right side. He looked at them to hear whether they would tell him what halacha is. Stand up. Kavshu pnehem bakarka. They looked down. More than they looked down, they looked away from the halacha. Nifneli smolo. You know that the Sanhedrin sat in a semicircle. So now he looked to his left. Nifneli smolo. Kavshu pnehem bakarka. Who wants to start up with a king? Amar lahen Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach said to the Gedolei Hador, Balei machshavot atem,
For people with thoughts, you think that by looking away, he will go away, and you'll be safe. Yavo bala machshavot. Let the one who creates thoughts come, v'yiparamikim, and he will punish you. One can be a gadol. One can be a gadol. There are other times when we look away. We all know that Hakhid, Sukkot, the Melech would read from the Mishnah Torah. That was the halacha, Shemitah, in the beginning of the 8th year. So the Gemara says in the Mishnah says in Sota, Das Memal, that the custom was that they would hand the Torah from the Zgan to the Kohen Gadol, to the Melech, and the Melech would sit and read it. It's a long reading, so he would sit and read it. There was a Melech, Agrippas HaMelech. Agrippas, great king. There's a street named after him. Agrippas HaMelech. Agrippas HaMelech Amad Vikara. He said, it's not nice that I should sit. I'm going to stand. And he stood and he read the Torah. When he reached the following pasuk in Perek Yud Zayin in Dvarim, Lo tuchal latet alecha ish nochri. No king can be a goy. Democracy stops at Gush Etzion. No goy can be a king in Israel. And he had a father who was a goy. His mother was from the Chashmonaim. Father was a goy. So he came to that pasuk, Zalgu einav d'maot. He began to cry. Because he knew that he was doing the wrong thing. He shouldn't be the king. Amrulo, so everybody, the whole crowd, including the Gedolim, all shouted at him, Al titiare Agrippas. Don't fear. Acheinu ata, you are our brother. They poskin that he was a brother. I wasn't a brother. How can you say that he isn't a brother? You're a brother. Gemara, on this Mishnah says, Votasha'a nitchayvu sonei Yisrael klaya. At that moment, the enemies of Israel, and you know, but you all know that the phrase, the enemies of Israel, is used in the Gemara always about Jews, but because it isn't nice to say that, so we use a term, the enemies of the Jews, but it means the Jews. Tasha nitchavu sonei yifel klaya. At that moment, it was decreed that they should be destroyed. Shechnifu lo le'agripas. Many reasons, many, many reasons why. Gedolim in history have not followed the halacha. In Eicha Rabbati, in the Medrash, Eicha, in Perek Aleph, Sif Lamed Aleph, and the Pasuk, Hayu Sareha Ka'ayalim. The Sarim, Sar there doesn't mean officers, means in Dolim, as we'll soon see. Whereas Hain, Lama Nimshelu Yisrael Ke'ayalim. Why were the Jews likened to Hain, Ayalim? In the Megishtha. Rabbi Simon Omer, Ma Ayalim Halalu Bishat Sharav Hofchim Pnehem Elu Me'elu. The time of drought. Apparently it is the nature of hinds to go and separate themselves and not stick together.
כך היו גדולי ישראל רואים עבירה, the גדולי ישראל would see sins והופכים פניהם ממנו, and they looked away. נדרש, איך רבתי?
We could have never said such a thing unless Chazal themselves said it. We wouldn't dare utter such words. But they said it. And they taught us what the meaning of Chazal is in Sota Daf Mem Chet Amud Bet. They asked, the Gemara asked,
Mi garam na tzadikim she yivazbei shulchanam la'atid lavo?
What will be the reason that in the world to come that tzaddikim will lose a portion of their schar? What will be the reason that a tzaddik will be punished? And why?
Katnut emunah shaya bahem.
You hear what Chazal say? We wouldn't dare think of such a thing. We wouldn't dare let it pass our lips.
Katnut emunah.
One can be a tzaddik and have little faith. Shomu shamayim. Gemara himself.
We have a din, a mitzvah, navi sheker, of a false prophet. And we all know what the punishment of a false prophet is. You know. But let me tell you. He has to be killed. The Ora Chaim brings down the Sifri in Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav. And the Sifri says, why was he killed? Why is he punished by death?
Ki diber sara al Hashem Elokechem. That's the pasuk.
Ki diber sara, and the Sifri says, Sheba lezayef.
He comes to counterfeit, to pervert, to twist.
Varav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Or HaChaim adds,
Baal Ziyufo Umet. Because he twisted the halacha, Umet. The question of the Arabs of Israel, nothing to do with Arabs. It has to do with non-Jews. The question of non-Jews and Jews, equality, democracy, far transcends the question of Arabs. It is the sickness, it is the cancer that has entered Torah life. Certainly among Tanim. Tragically, among Gedolim. Same ones who raise a picture here and who are certainly Zionists, would they raise a picture of the Satmar Rebbe and say, is he also wrong when he's against Zionism? They think he's wrong. Depends on whose ox is being gored. Let's speak about the halakha of Goyim. The halakha, not the political views of people who have grave problems dealing with the fact that Judaism is not Thomas Jefferson. Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Dalet says, it speaks about when Bnei Yisrael have now arrived at the Yarden. They've now reached the Jordan River and they're about to cross. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu does a tremendous miracle. A tremendous miracle. Just like at Yam Suf, except technically different, because the river is not the sea. With the sea, the walls stood up. But with the river, the waters come down. And if you stop it, they keep coming down, and the water has to keep climbing. And that's what happened. Chazal tell us, the water stopped, it was dry land, but the waters kept coming down, and the wall built up Yud Bet Nil al Yud Bet Nil, 12 by 12 miles. Unbelievable. Frightening sight. Picture us, picture them crossing and seeing this frightening sight of water building up. At any moment, you can imagine how they rush. They want to reach the other side for certain. So, Dam Bayardain, when they're in the middle of the Yardain, suddenly, Yoshua says to them, stop. That's Hebrew for stop. 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 I have something to tell you. Now, obviously, the response, the reaction of every Jew was, Bakasha, but must be here. Why can't we cross over? I mean, what is so important? What is so urgent that it must be known now, in the middle of this dry bed as the water climbs up Yud Bet Mil al Yud Bet Mil? What is such an important thing? Surely he probably said, Acher Dachenom, he wanted to tell them. He wanted to say, you have to sit and learn. You have to keep Shabbos. Of course you have to keep Shabbos. Of course you have to sit and learn. But that's not what you have to say. Of all the things in the entire Torah, he chose the most important thing for the moment that they were going to enter that country. Amar lehem Yoshua, Du'u al ma atem ovrim et ha-yarden. Know why you're crossing this Jordan. Al minat shetorishu et yoshvei ha'aretz mipnechem, so that you shall drive out the inhabitants from before you. Im atem osim kein, if you will do so, mutav kut. Vim lav, and if not, ba'im ma'im, these waters will come. Vishotfin otichen, otichen, and they will sweep away oti ve'etchen. They will sweep us away. But surely there were those who said, what, to throw out these people? How can you throw out men, women, and children? What are we, fascists? Im atem osim kein mutavim lav ba'imayim v'shotfim otichen. In the pasuk, in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Gimel, Vehorashtem et kol yoshvei haaretz mipnechem, and you shall drive out all of the inhabitants from before you. And the Or HaChaim immediately says, because he knows what is here, Kan medaber hakatuv chutz mizayin amamin. He's speaking besides the seven nations. All of the inhabitants. Or a chayim. And listen to what the Mefoshim say on this pasuk, Vorashtem et kol yoshvei haaretz, and if not ayu, lisikim benechem mutzinim mitzidechem. Rashi. Vorashtem otami yoshvei haaretz, you shall drive them out, you shall clean it out from its inhabitants. And then you will be able to dwell in it. Then you will be able to exist in it. Vimlav, and if you don't throw them out, lo tuchlu lehitkayem ba, you will not be able to live in it. The Sforno. Kasher tivaru yoshvei haaretz. Listen to the verb that he uses. Not kasher tigarshu, kasher tivaru. When you were, I would never be caught dead using such a verb. Kasher tivaru yoshvei haaretz az tizku lorish et haaretz livnechem.
Then you will merit passing it on to your children. Shim lo tivaru otam, if you do not cleanse them, burn them out, afal pishatem tichpishu et haaretz, you may indeed conquer the land. You may indeed conquer Gush Etzion in 1967. Lo tisku lehorisha livnechem, but you will not merit passing it down to your children. Rachaim, lo milvad sheyachziku chelek me'aretz shelo zechitem bo. If you don't drive them out, not only will they hold on to that part of the land that you let them, elagam chelek shezechitem bo, but that part which you conquered, which you inherited, which you got. That is why when Yeshua came into the country, he sent three messages, three options. It's in two sources, the Mishnah in Shvit, in Yerushalmi, in Perek Zayin, and the Ikar Rabbah. Terek Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin. Gimel Pros Dikmaot, three messages. Shalach, Yoshua Islam, he sent to the nations in Canaan. Harotzim Leiv, Lashlim, to make peace, Yeshlim. We'll see in a moment what that means. Let him make peace. Lasot Midchama, to make war, Yaseh, let him make war. Those are the choices. It is based upon the Tzukim in Varim Terekaf as follows. When you come near unto a city to go to war against it, I want to immediately spare some people here the embarrassment later of looking like unlearned people by saying this applies to the seven nations. The Sifri, if you don't know this, Sifri, Rashi also says that. Avinai Rashi. Ki tikrav elir bimilchemet harishut hakatuv medaber. This is speaking about a milchemet rishut. And you should know, but you should know, that milchemet zayin ha'amin can never be a milchemet rishut. It's always a milchemet mitzvah. With the Zayin HaAmin. So he says, even in a Mechemet Rishut, it's talking about here. So we now have that as our foundation. He's speaking about a war, anyway, even that of a Rishut. The Karata Eileha Lishalom. Your first thing, you must always say peace. Does anyone differ with that? How can one differ with that? Certainly, you must first offer them peace. Vayayim shalom tancha. Oh, they agree to peace. If you only knew how much more benefit it would be to you, instead of holding up those foolish posters, to have a pen and take notes for a shiur. Because it says a great deal about someone who comes to a shir and doesn't even want to take notes. It says a great deal about him not wanting to hear what is being said. Excuse me. One thing you must learn,
that if your Rav was standing here, you wouldn't speak that way. So little Derech Eretz. It says a great deal about the chinuch that you get. Whether you're a Talmid Chacham or not a Talmid Chacham is not relevant to me. But that you should at least remain Torah, at least Derech Eretz. Vayayim Shalom. They want peace. They surrender. They want peace. What do you do when they want peace? What is the shalom that Hoshua said, Ashlim, Sheyashlim? What is the shalom that we are offering them by halacha? Any non-Jew, after any war,
Vaya kol ha'am ha'nimtzava, then the entire people that is found in the city or in the country, after they've made peace, Yiyulechel Lamas Vavaducha, they must be tribute and servitude. And whether we will soon go into a question of Gil Toshav, it is in our days, it isn't in our days, but Kulei Alma, every posek in the world admits that whether there is a Gil Toshav in our times or not, that Matzvavdut they must accept. And so, Matzvavdut. On this pasuk which I just read to you, the Sifri says the following: Amru mekablim aleinu misim velo shibud. If they start to make conditions, we'll accept misim, tribute, but we're not ready to be servants. Or shibud velo misim. We are ready to be servants in servitude, but not misim. Ein shumim lehem. We do not listen to them. Ad sheyekablu aleihem zevizo, the mas and the avdut. They must accept both, or they are not allowed to stay in the country. There is not one rishon in the entire world who differs with that. And the Rambam in the Chot Melachim Perek Vav. Halacha Aleph brings us down as the halacha. Kiblu aliyem mas velo kiblu avdut o she kiblu avdut velo kiblu mas ein shomim lem ad she yikablu shneihem. And then he adds a definition: what is this avdut and what is this mas? The avdut she yikablu hu sheyu nivzim v'shfelim lemata. They must be, I'll let you explain to me what nivzim and shpelim are. In contempt and low, the lo yarimu rosh b'Yisrael, they are not allowed to lift their head up in Israel. Ela yukvushim tachat yadam, they will be conquered under the Jewish hand. The lo yitmanu al Yisrael shum davar shebolam. And they can never be appointed over a Jew in anything, ever. If they accept this, of course they can live in the country. And of course, even assuming that ger, when it is used in the Torah, means what and if the Rambam says it means a stranger. Ger means a ger tzedek, a goy who became Jewish. But even assuming it didn't mean that, even assuming it meant a ger toshav, of course we have to treat him properly once he has accepted misim vavdut.
Certainly, you don't make him suffer. Certainly, you have to give him support and treat him properly and let him live with his economic benefits and his social benefits. Of course, who argues with that? But a citizen? Appointed over a Jew? One who says that is either an ignoramus or worse, a misalef. One who perverts the halacha deliberately because it's not capable. After. Because if you have questions, write it down. Because he finds it tremendously difficult as someone who was raised in the land of Thomas Jefferson to hear Mishim Nivzim Vishfelim Lemata. And of course, Limase, in practicality, this is exactly the way it was at the time of David and Shlomo. Limase, those Knanim and those non-Jews who prefer to stay in that country were indeed treated in this manner. In Melachim, in Perchet, Melachim Aleph, Bneihem Asher Notru Achrehem Ba'aret Vayalem Shlomo Lemas Oved Ad Hayom Azeh. Ubnei Yisrael, Mibnei Yisrael, Lo Natan Shlomo Aved. There were no slaves among Jews. The ones that he sent to Lebanon to cut down the trees and to hew out the stones were not Jews. This was the mass. The Rambam Paskins, give the psak. The Rambam is a Gemara. Gemara says, Vamot. The Rambam brings down the following in Hilchot Melachim Perek Aleph Halacha Dal. On the pasuk Lo tuchal latet Nalecha ish nochri asher lo achicho. Velo nemalchut bilvad. Not only a king. Because it says som tasim. The Gemara says, why does it say som tasim? Say tasim. What's som? So it says a ribui. Not only a melech, but kol misima asher atasam lo tehe ela meachecha. Anything. And the Rambam brings it down as follows. Velo limalchut bilvad, ela lechol srarot shebisrael. Any authority in Israel, lo sartava, no Druze can be captains and lieutenants and sergeants. Afilu mimune al amat hamayim, even one who is in the iriyah in Yerushalayim, appointed over the watering of the fields. Ain sarich lomar, it isn't even necessary. The poor Rambam, it isn't necessary. Or is it necessary? Ain sarich lomar, it isn't even necessary to say lo dayan velo nasi, not a judge and not a nasi. Shelo yeyela am Yisrael, only a Jew. Kol misimo shata misim lo yuela mikerev achecha. Rambam. It's irrelevant what they're going to say. It is a nice... You must treat a ger toshav nicely. You must. It's absolutely a mitzvah. You must help him. You must treat him if he's sick. And you have to support him if he has no money. But he's not equal to you. He isn't a citizen. He can't sit in the Knesset. He can't be a pakid. He can't be a policeman in the old city. The irrelevance of all this nonsense. The ger, of course, a ger has to be treated properly. Of course, certainly so. And having said that, that ends that argument. But it's not relevant to the question of democracy, equality. There is no democracy in Judaism in the Western sense of that word. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought us out of Mitzrayim. He didn't tell us, you're now free, now go live in Washington Heights. Kodesh Baruch Hu did two things, in the words of the Ramban, in Shmot, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tet. Ramban says, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar LeMoshe Shnei Dvarim. He told him two things, not just one. Sheyered LeHatzilo, that he should go down and save the people. Miyad Mitzrayim, from Egypt in. V'aya Efshar SheYatzile. It was possible for him to save them. Eretz Goshen. Free them from being slaves and let them stay in Eretz Goshen and build shuls and YU. No. Aval hiftiach ol. He promised a second thing. Not the promise, he ordered a second. La'alot tam min haaretz, to take them out of the land. Kula, entirely. El makom haknani, to the place of the Knanim. Two things. Why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, the main thing is be fruit? It doesn't matter where you live. Live anywhere. Why taking us into one particular country? Ibn Ezra says in Dvarim Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud, Ki Hashem yada shelo yuchlu lasot mitzvotam karaui vehem baratzot hamoshlot vehem. He knew that they could never properly do the mitzvot if they lived in lands where they were ruled. Why? Because if you're born into a goyish country, you are mushpa, you are influenced, by all the goyish kites. And if you learn in Berlin, you're influenced in Berlin. And what has to be done is, I don't understand how many times I have to speak about, you know, Derech Eretz. What in the world? What is? All right, back to this. The reason why the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Go, you must all live together. Am levadad yishko, live separately, apart from goyim." Was for a reason, so that we would not be mushpa, not be under the influence of their culture. And if you live with goyim, you must be influenced like gamma rays. It penetrates you. It penetrates one's mind. And all their goyish concepts suddenly become Jewish concepts. And the Sforno says in Dvarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Avadim Ayinu Leparo b'Mitzrayim. The next later quote this Sforno. Uveyot shebe'avduteinu lo hayinu yicholim liknot hashlemut hamichuvan neito. Because when we were in Egypt, it was impossible for us to have the shlemut, the totality, the completeness, because we had to be influenced by Egypt and its culture. Kiflil asol, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a wonderful miracle. Lotzienu, to take us out of there. Ul havi otanu el haaret shenuchal liknot ba ota shlemut. This here is a lack of shlemut. This here, it's not anyone's fault. It's not a question of someone who's to blame. It must be so, unless one decides to rid himself and to purge himself of the goyish kind. And that's Ol Malchut. There were three things which a Gentile, not an Arab, a Gentile, who wishes to live in Eretz Israel must accept upon himself. We've spoken of the first two. Mas v'avdut. There is no one There is no posek, no rishon, that differs with that. The other question is, he must also be a ger toshav. A ger toshav, a machloket. Marwins, what is a ger toshav? Exactly. We paskin that a ger toshav is someone who accepts the sheva mitzvot ben enoch. The Rambam says as follows in Hilchot Akum Perek Yud. He says as follows. He brings down the fact that we must mipnei darkei shalom. Mipnei darkei shalom, not because of a deen, but because of darkei shalom. We have to feed them and treat them well and properly. And he says, ein kol hadvarim ha'elu amurim. These things don't apply except ella bizman shegalu Yisrael levein ha'ovdei kochavim. Only when they are among the goyim. O sheyad ovdei hakochavim takifa al Yisrael. Or when the goyim are ruling over us in Eretz Israel, like the British, and God said there are no British. Like the Romans, and God said there are no Romans. There are those that do say that Yad Yisrael today is not takifa. Those people logically say that's why we must never ever go against Goyim. That's why they're against the state of Israel on grounds of halacha. At least they, when they argue, they don't walk out signs. They bring a makor. They have something to base it upon. So we would differ because we have other korot. But if Yad is not, if the Yad Yisrael is not takifa, then we must carry it to the logical conclusion. You never ever go against the goyim then, lest God forbid they wipe us out. If you understand that, if here is a Jewish state that per se, in terms of halakha, that is Yad Takifa, and you don't spend time with all this nonsense. Aval bizman sheyad Yisrael takifa, asur lanu laniach ovdei hakochavim beinenu. By the way, the new editions of the Rambam have corrected all of the censorship which was originally done, and in the new editions in Israel, where it says Akum, it changes to Goyim. Asur lanu lehaniach. We are not allowed to allow. We are not allowed to leave the Goy beneinu. And the Rambam is quite harsh here. He says afilu yoshev yeshivat arai, even as a tourist, even to sit for a temporary time. Over mi makom le makom bischora, even to go to pass through the county for business. We aren't. If he isn't a ger toshav, he is not allowed. This is the Rambam. Don't make a fool of yourself. And above all, don't add to this disgusting chil Hashem that a rab is speaking, giving a shear, and you behave like an ignoramus in the street. So be quiet.
By the way, if that's my revenge, the one that arrived, they never have an objection.
It's not a good.
Certainly, that's the Rambam. There's a machloket on whether ger toshav is applicable in our times or not. dangerous. The Rambam himself goes and he says, Ve'ein mekablim ger toshav ela bizman shehayovel noheg. Avos shelo bizman hayovel ein mekablim ela ger tzedek bilvad. So first of all, the Rambam himself has an extremely strict rule here. He says that even if a ger, even if someone wants to be a ger toshav now, he is not accepted. It was only the time of the Yovel. This is the Rambam Shita. Now, not his Shita, it's from the Medrash Haggadah. It's Sefer Shmot, Perek Kav Gimel. Now, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam there tries to explain it away, and he says it's true that we don't accept a Ger Toshav except in time of the Yovel. That's clear, but that only means that the Bedin doesn't accept it. But if he on his own wants to accept the Zayin Mitzvot, then he is allowed to be a Ger Toshav, and naturally I bear this in mind constantly, no matter what Raivad, which we will of course come to, Raivad, Rambam, Chazonish, whatever the question is about a Ger Toshav, Misim v'Avdut is beyond the Machlok. So Misim in Avdut, that's stuck on me. I'm only going into Ger Toshav so that we can have a complete shield. But the relevance to Misimin Avdut and his ability to become a citizen, that's beyond the pale. That can never be. The only question is, can he even stay in the country? That's based upon the question, Ger Toshav, yes or not, and so on. And of course, the Raivad differs with the Rambam. And the Raivad says, and he brings down the whole thing over, and Bikitzel, to make it short, the Raivad differs with him, and he says that in our times, he is allowed to stay and does not have to have the status of a Ger Toshav. But Misim v'Avdut, he must have. That he must have. So, in other words, he can live, according to the Raivad, in Yerushalayim. A Ger Toshav by Halakha cannot live in Yerushalayim. The Raivad says, because of today, he can. Certainly, this is Neimachotis. No question about that. It has nothing at all to do with his status. If he's allowed to live in the country, it's only on the basis of whether he accepts Misim and Avdut. And if not, he is not allowed to live in the country. That's clear. Certainly. The Chazon Ish. Bring down a posik achro. Chazon Ish says as follows. He says that today, Shnei Lavim Yeshbat Torah. Benetinat makom la'akum baris. He says there are two lavim. One, lo yeshvu ba'artzecha pen yachtiyu, and that's from Shmot. When I was here last, I didn't bring down this pasuk at all. Someone, I don't even know who, wrote an article in your local paper here, saying that I based it on this. Now, I didn't base it on it, but the Chazon Ish does. And applies it to Arabs in our days. I did. I use other psukim. Knowing what they would say. So apparently one doesn't say it, and yet one comes out saying it. And the other law is lo techanem. You're not allowed to give them chanaya.
That has two aspects, according to the Chazon Ish. One, that if he is not a Ger Toshav and if he doesn't accept all of these things, he's not allowed to live in the country at all. The second thing is, and this was also passed by the Rav HaRashi just 2 months ago, Rishon LeZion. The other aspect is that even if he accepts everything and he's a Ger Toshav and Misim and Avdut, you are not allowed to sell him land or a house. That was the psak of the Rishon LeZion just 2 months ago, which brought down upon him Kahanism. The din isur yeshiva. This is again the Chazon Ish. He continues. What is the din of the isur of yeshiva? Assuming that he doesn't accept it, so what is the isur yeshiva? Shenitchayavnu ligarsho me'artzenu. We are obligated to drive him out of the land. Ruchiyuv al kol echad miYisrael. This is not a chiyuv only on a government. This is a chovat gavra on each person. If he has the power, each person, including those who are now sitting in the prison in Talmud. Each Jew has an obligation to drive the Arab out of the country if he doesn't accept the halacha basis for staying there. And if he won't leave, then he has to be killed. That's halacha. That's the Chazon Ish. V'nei lamadnu, and I'm not going into the whole thing. I'm going to bring down to his siku, his final state. V'ein isu litein lehem chaniya ba'karka. Because there are those that say that expression Kedushat HaAretz, when there is a Kedushat HaAretz, then you aren't allowed to sell them land and so on. He said, is not talui in that.
Uvisur chaniya b'karka leka plukta. Sharei ikara nesra bizman she'ein yad Yisrael takifa.
And he ruled, the Chazon Ish ruled in 1950, that Yad Yisrael was takifa, and therefore they could not stay. One final point. Right before Pesach, right after Pesach, one of the Maradoks of Israel, Avram Tirosh, of the Mavdal, he writes in Ma'ariv. He's a writer in Ma'ariv. Also an active member in Strength and Peace, Oz V'Shalom. He wrote an article in which he went over all of the ivut and all of the siluf of halacha. And he brought down. How God doesn't want us to say Shira in Pesach. The famous thing which has been brought down 1,000 times, each time longer. And he says the following. He brings down the Gemara, the Megillah, the Yud. Masei yadai tovim bayam batem omrim Shira. My creatures, the work of my hands, are drowning, and you want to sing Shira? And so he comes and he gives a psak, Rabbi Tirosh. Gam liyameinu eleize, kol nivra batzelim, gam mitzrihu maasei adav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kach yesh lehityaches elav, v'afilu oivecha, v'afilu radef otcha, even if he wanted to kill you, al tomal Shira, you don't sing. Says, and he now compounds his ignorance. O b'milotav shel Shlomo HaMelech, or in the words of Shlomo HaMelech, Meot Shanim Acharka, hundreds of years after, the Sefer Mishlei, Binfol Oyivcha Al Tismach, when your enemy falls, don't be happy, don't rejoice.
It is about time that we understood that you don't pass in from Sukkim. Going backwards. Bin fon oyivcha al tismach. Which I've heard from too many rabbis. Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tet Zion says, when Haman came with a horse to Mordechai to put him on the horse and to walk with him through the streets, so he came and he said, "Get up on the horse." So Mordechai said, "I'm weak. I've been fasting for 3 days." Haman bent down so that Mordechai step on him and to climb up on the horse. As he bent down, Mordechai kicked him. The Gemara, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? The Gemara, what can I do? He kicked. So Haman turned to him, the Gemara says, and he said to him, it says in your Torah, bin folo yivcha al tismach. He was an honorary member of, yes. Bin folo yivcha al tismach. So Mordechai said to him, that applies to Jews, li Yisrael, aval lididcha, but you, the pasuk says, vata al bamotemo tidroch, you step on them. And nothing against Tirosh. He's from Avdal, what can one expect? Hope that we would not repeat such nonsense in a yeshiva. Concerning the other aspect, atem omrim shira, in Shmot Rabbah, Perek Kav Gimel, Sif Aleph. Az Yashir Moshe. Az Yashir Moshe. Question arises. What is Az Yashir Moshe? What is he talking about over there? Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the angels not to sing. The angels shouldn't sing. Az Yashir Moshe. Ne Yisrael Lama. Why? As follows. Afalpi, he brings down the pasuk. Nachon kisacha me'az. Nachon, your throne shall be established me'az, from az. Afalpi sheme olamata, even though you are eternal. Lo nityashet kisacha. Your throne was not made firm. Velo nodata be olamcha. Ad she'amru banecha shira, until your children stood at Yam Suf and said shira. Lekach ne'emar nachon kisacha me'az. Mishamadeta bayam v'amarnu shira lifanecha ba'az yashir Moshe nityashva malchutcha. Of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu weeps for anyone, the most wicked people, because they are his children, and of course he doesn't sing, and of course the angels don't sing, but we sing. We're commanded to sing on Purim. What do you sit here weeping? What do you get drunk and praise and glory in the hanging of Haman and his 10 sons? The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't sing about that either. He's not happy with that either. But we are happy with it.
When he came in here, you said you wouldn't heckle. Not only are you heckling, but you're lying. Right.
What he means is that you don't know how to keep a word. Which is not ethical.
write your questions down at the end, or I will take all of your questions. At the moment that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, don't sing, in the Mechilta, it says something quite different concerning the Jews. Mechilta in Beshalach, Parashat Bit. Moshe said to them, Hamakom yaseh lachem nisim, v'atem tiyu omdim v'shotkin, but you will sit and be silent. Amru. So the Jew said to Moshe, ma aleinu lasot, so what should we do? Amar lahem, atem tiyu mifarim, you will glory in him, umeromimim, glorify him, v'notnim shira v'shevach u'gdula, v'titeret l'nisha milchamot shelo. Of course we are commanded to sing and be happy. Kin nekamot Hashem, and when we see it, yismach tzadik ki chazana kam. Medrash Tehillim, Kaf Bet. We know the famous Medrash. The Gemara Misachim. The Mice. The Gemara Misachim, Daf Kuf Yudchet. Bnei Israel were Ktanei Emunah. And they said, maybe just as we came up from this side of Yamsul, the Mishim came up from the other side. How do we know that they were drowned? But Baruch Hu performed a miracle. He ordered the Sal Shalayam to spit out, the bodies, and they saw the bodies, and they said, Shira. Now, the Medrash Tehillim goes further. Mayu Osin Lahem, what did the Jews do to the Mitzrim when they saw the bodies? Kol echad v'echad miYisrael notel kalbo, each Jew took his kelev, his dog, so those that had dogs had dogs. V'olech, and he goes, v'notein raglo al tzavaro shel Mitzri, and he put his foot on the throat of the Mitzri. V'ayah omer lekalbo, and he said to his dog, echol min hayad hazeh, shenishtabadati mimena, eat from this hand, eat the hand which enslaved me. Go on and on and on. The question of the Arabs in Eretz Israel is a question of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, nothing less and nothing left. And it's important that we not get involved in matters which have no bearing and no relevance. The whole question of whether the Raivad or the Rambam and Gir Toshav is not relevant to the major issue of Misim Vavdut, that they are not allowed to be citizens, and that if they are not prepared to live as non-citizens and as servants, that they are not to, that we are not allowed to let them stay in the country. And I want to cut through all the irrelevancies, because those who have difficulties with this use everything else as a red herring. It isn't relevant. None of this is relevant except what is the halakha limaseh, upon which there is no machloket. One final word. What I gave now was a shiur in halakha, and so there's also a fifth Shulchan Aruch. The reality of life. The rachmanut shel tipshim. The mercy of fools. Do you know what they will do to us, the Arabs? Do you know what they will do to us if we let them stay? Do you know? Not for nothing does my support come in such great measure from Sephardic Jews, the last normal people left in the country. They didn't learn about Arabs in a poli-sci class on Amsterdam Avenue. They lived with Arabs. They lived under Arabs. They know what Arabs are.
רחמנות של טיפשים. Coexist with them. We must have Jewish-Arab coexistence. I'm waiting for Arab coexistence in Beirut. Sunnis kill Shiites, Shiites kill Jews, Jews kill Christians. But we'll live with them in peace. Tragedy. I don't blame Arabs. I understand Arabs. I'm not afraid of Arabs. I'm terrified of this. Of this. The Rachmanut shel Tipshim. And every Jew who is murdered because an Arab was in the country and killed him. And who is to blame for that? Just the Arab? Or those people that stand and march? Lo yisad goy goy cherev, boker tov, wonderful. As if I don't want to have every single person beating his swords into plowshares. But in the meantime, they have swords and I don't want plowshares.
כל המרחים על אכזר סופו להיות אכזר על הרחמן.
One who has mercy on the cruel will cause cruelty in every Jewish soldier that is murdered while hitching a ride, not in Lebanon but near Petah Tikva, was murdered in great measure by such nonsense.
Chas v'shalom, we all want peace and all of us want Dakei Noam. Of course. There's a place, there's a time for it. There's a time and a place for it all. Be'ezrat Hashem, I see that in Israel, peace now, you know what the peace now is, those with yarmulkes too, a minority, tiny group. The people understand, because it's Binafsham, it's their very, very, very lives are at stake. Their lives are at stake. So I gave a shiur. But this is a shiur which has to do not with an academic problem. We're dealing with pikuach nefesh, the Jewish people. Jews are killed every single week. Every week they're killed. Jews are afraid to go from